Hello, I'm Colin Bailey, Associate Director and Peter J. Sharp Chief Curator at the Frick Collection, and I'm the co-curator of the exhibition Masterpieces of European Painting from Dulwich Picture Gallery. The Old Master Collection at Dulwich was in essence formed by two dealers in London in the 1780s and 90s to create a national collection for the King of Poland. When Poland was partitioned in 1795, these dealers were left with an extraordinary inventory on their hands and no possible client for them. And this was the origins of a gallery that would open to the public in London in 1817. The dealers had been particularly keen on Poussin, and no fewer than 12 paintings by Poussin were acquired for this collection. So it was very difficult to know which one to choose to represent in our exhibition. The Nurture of Jupiter, painted in 1636-37, is one of Poussin's most poetic and elegiac works. It has a harmony and an ease, a calm, a balance that is really without precedent in his painting. It shows an origin myth, the story of the infant Jupiter, who had been sent to the island of Crete by his mother Rhea in order to save his life. Jupiter's father, Saturn, had already devoured 5 of his children, and Jupiter, as the youngest, was next in line. We are shown the protective glades of the island, the calm, tranquil landscape, the animals in repose, and then in the center, this greedy child suckling from the she-goat Amalthea, who is held down by a shepherd and a nymph. Behind Jupiter, another nymph in beautiful golden flowing robes collects honey from honeycomb, and we see in fact bees buzzing around the center of this composition. Behind a nymph by the water, the calm rivers, and a putto with corn in his hair looks up at Jupiter as he is greedily drinking the milk. This is a picture of great ease, of calm, and of a sense of well-being. In fact, someone has written recently that the tonality of the picture is comparable to the milk and honey with which Jupiter is being nourished.